Hi there. Guess who? Yes, indeed, the automatically deleted husband. It's a lot of distractions, but some sad news. Steve Ward did pass last night, so I haven't heard how his family is taking it, especially Susan, his wife. And I don't know any details beyond that. I just know that he passed last night. I think, I'm not sure, he was 3 or 4 years older than I am. I've been wondering about a lot of things, but the one thing that I think is vital, and we should address this first, because it's really funny. You know, again, the most reliable news service on the planet right now. You know, it used to be The Onion, now it's Babylon Bee. You know, The Onion has turned stupid and foul in some ways, but I haven't seen them in such a long time anymore. But Babylon Bee puts out some really good zingers. The one that was just released, let's do this one first. The one I found superb, I'll leave you the link because they did a video on it. M&M's introduces new trans character who identifies as a Skittle. The article was funny. They did a video, phenomenal. It's really good. It really shows the stupidity. You know, obviously it's farce. But, you know, Mars has some problems, and big time problems. Because they're really into feminism. I mean, big time into feminism. If you look at some of the videos they produce, yeah. And of course, there was the incident 6 months ago or so about a witch and things of that nature that caused a bit of a stir. And, you know, in reference to M&M's. And, of course, the important thing about M&M's, my understanding, half of all the M&M's consumed or produced or sold in the U.S. are produced 2 miles from my house. And I walk by the factory most every time I walk to Publix. And, you know, it is a serious problem because of the feminism, because of the fact that the product they make is rather unhealthy. And because they source a lot of their materials from abject slave labor. So it's not a company I would endorse. But they did another one that because it just came out. And I think it's humorous. Trudeau claims truckers only hate him because he's black. And if you know about his little fiasco with doing blackface so many years ago, got him a little trouble. It was kind of pushed aside and whatnot. But you know, but why is that important? Why the humor there? Why that issue? Because out of curiosity, I checked just now. I did something, and I had to wash my hands afterwards. I mean, it was really filthy. I checked on CNN to see if they had anything on the truckers in Canada. Nothing. I didn't see anything. Maybe there is, but I did a search and nothing there. You know, I could probably do the same with MSNBC. It may even be true with Fox News. So do you know anything about it? Right now, they've accumulated over 50,000 truckers. To make what the Guinness Book of World Records already has indicated is the largest convoy of trucks in history. You know, because obviously, you know, you go back 100 years, we didn't have convoy trucks. but anyway, the largest convoy of trucks ever going across Canada. It's just ignored. It's not happening. Because what are they doing? They're against the mandate for vaccines. They're not trying to, they're trying to be very clear, they're not against the vaccines, they're against the vaccine mandate. And, you know, because obviously if you don't want the vaccine, you'll be against the mandate. But there are a lot of people, and I find this delightful. There are a good number of people who say, yes, I want the vaccine, but I don't want to mandate it. But the issue is, how many people know about it in the U.S. or in other places? Because it's been, and what this is indicative of is, you know, there was an incident about a week ago, where Yemen fired a drone. Drone missile into UAE, United Arab Emirates, and caused some significant damage. That was an act of war. And it made the news a little bit, apparently. Some places did make the news. But it's been pointed out by many. How many people know of the constant attacks on Yemen? But when Yemen fights back, that makes the news. When thousands upon thousands of people are being killed by the UAE, by Saudi Arabia mostly, doesn't make the news. Because those two are allies of the West. But Yemen, no, you don't do that. And I do think one is there is a... there's a lot of tensions there, because the location has value. There's a lot of resources and so forth, and so there are a lot of reasons why people want that area. But the other thing is, which I don't hear mentioned much, but in a few cases, within the Islamic community, you have the Sunni and the Shia. The Sunni, Saudi Arabia, and most of the countries there in the Arabian Peninsula are Sunni. Some are Shia. Iran is notably Shia, and the tension. And Iraq actually has a mix of both. Syria has a mix of both. But I think they're mostly Shia. But anyway, the point is, we simply say Iran is bad. Yemen just is ignored. And Syria is bad because they have they're a far more secular country than anyone in the region. But I don't think the reason is as much politics, but because you're on different sides of the Sunni-Shia divide. You know, I saw a study once, because a lot of people have said, oh, most wars are caused because of religion. Completely untrue. Apparently, I've seen two different studies that they accumulated. And of course, the study used a different data set of what they would actually call a war. But, you know, everything that's in recorded history, all the wars, and about 10%. Are based on religious. Everything else is basically power grabs. So only about 10%, and about half of those are Islam, and mostly Sunni Shia. And so what you see today in the tension between Saudi Arabia and its allies versus Yemen, a lot of it is the Sunni Shia. The tension with Iran is because Iran is Shia, it's a problem. And even in Afghanistan, when the Taliban took control, people are still being there were a whole bunch of bombings going on after they took control. by Sunni forces against Shias. Bunches, I mean, hundreds of people died because of that. Because the Sunni are vastly more militant than the Shia, by far. I think that's been true throughout history. They have particular celebrations, annual celebrations within the Shia community for some of the great battles that have occurred in the last, you know, 1,000+ years. But anyway, the point of all that is, well, another example, slightly different subject, but example for the same thing. Yesterday, my favorite drug dealer gave me a phone call, you know, Mike Day, who I don't think he does drug dealing anymore because he spent, I think it was 7 years in prison for that. Because like I say, he was a very high end drug dealer, with the notoriety was when, what's his name? DeLorean, you know, with his car company, and then he needed some funds, and he did his little drug deal and so forth in order to get the funds. And, you know, when that went to trial in the same building at the same time was another drug gang, which included one of the second tier guys was Mike Day. And like I say, he ended up in the minimum security prison there in Montgomery for, I think, 7 years. I think 7 years, I think that's right. But anyway, he called me and we talked a bit. And he's just shy of 10 years older than I am. And we talked about a number of things, but one of the things he talked about is he's so happy he has the vaccine and a booster. And he says how effective it is and a bunch of things like that. And the issue is, you know, I struggle. Do you ignore it, or do you try to, you know, one of the great verses, Proverbs 26. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. Then answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. I've seen people wax eloquent on those things, say, no, I'm sorry, it's very simple. Why is it? Because you can't win with a fool. You can't do the right thing with a fool. You can't, but ignoring him, you're not gonna. He's gonna walk away foolish. Trying to help him, he's going to walk away foolish because he's a fool. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, anyway. So when I deal with Mike, sometimes I just let it go. But, he said a bunch of things, and I offered a bunch of stuff saying, no, I'm sorry, it's fallacy. This is simply fallacy. You know, and, you know, obviously I brought up, said, you know, the reason I won't take the vaccine fundamentally would be the microclot issue, because if it's, you know, the more I find out about it, it's comfortably over 50% of people end up with microclots with the vaccine, and one of the things would be is that it probably end my hiking, potentially end my life, but it would probably end my hiking. And I don't want to do that. That would be stupid. That would be really stupid. So, what, you know, the thing about Yemen, the thing about the truckers, and the thing about, you know, the information about vaccine, because, I mean, you talk about the D-dimer test as I did. Oh, no, don't go there. Mm-mm, don't go there. Or microclots. You know, it is fascinating because I have seen several have compiled videos of young athletes playing. It's typically soccer, but I guess there's been some. We call it soccer. The rest of the world calls it football. But various sporting events, and you see young, good health people collapse on the field or in training or off. But there's a number of them actually in a game during play. They collapse and die. And, you know, it's you know, a stack of videos of these. And of course, a lot of them simply, it's an article or whatnot, simply because there was no recording of that event. But a reasonable number of those people, it's on video. You watch a healthy guy, you know, because there's one that I've seen several times where this healthy guy, he's just standing there and he just literally falls over and that's it. He's dead. Because of the vaccine, because he was vaccinated. That's the common characteristic of what's happening to young people. It's killing them. But you see, what you have to do, because I have actually seen fact-checking organizations saying this is not true. Because what they did, I think I pointed this out once before, they went to, in the case of soccer, they went to an international soccer organization, whatever it is. Anyway, and said, do you have records of this? You know, and it's not their job to keep records of how people die who happen to be football or soccer players. So because they don't do that, they say, no, we don't have records of that. They say, well, see, it's untrue. You know, it's kind of like, going to a sporting organization and find out what percentage of the people within your organization eat M&Ms? Why would you have records of that? That's silly. And therefore, you can say people in that organization don't eat M&Ms. No. That's stupidity. But that was the rationale used to say that the idea that a whole bunch of young athletes are dying after the vaccine. No, it's not true because the organization doesn't keep those records. But, you know, again, when I first saw that, you can find a list of names and articles and links, dates, you know, all the events. It's all there. And then, of course, like I say, people compile the videos of watching people die on. So you have all these events that occur, and what you do is you control the message. So when I deal with somebody like a Mike Day, and all, because he's into CNN, that is his source. That you know, if they say it must be true. And so if you go there and there's a war in Yemen? Really? People having trouble with the vaccine? Really? There's this huge, the largest truck convoy in history crossing Canada right now in protest against the vaccine. Really? CNN didn't say that, so it must not be true. You know, and so if you look at that as a reference or as a model and now say, okay, you take your kids and you send them to an education system and they will tell, this education system will teach you about the Big Bang. And they will say, you know, a Christian organization might go to the point of saying, you have the creation idea and the Big Bang idea. Some of the people will say the creation story that happened in six literal days, six 24-hour periods. Some will say, yes, it was indeed that, but it was six periods of time. Because the word day, both in Hebrew, in Greek, and in English, a day talks about a 24-hour period or a period of time or an eon, you know, in the day of this. So some people will say, okay, we can Christianize the idea of a long period, which opens the door to God used the Big Bang because the scientific community gives us evidence. And because of that evidence, we have to say, well, the Bible says this core of creation. What the Lord really meant was, because people wouldn't understand at that point. So now we understand better and we know about the Big Bang. The problem is, you go to the scientific community, those who are driven by paychecks will tell you about the Big Bang. Those who look at evidence will say that's bogus. Because the evidence for the Big Bang is a theory. It's not fact. It's a theory. It's the idea of evolution. Because you can divide evolution effectively into two areas. There's microevolution and macroevolution. Macroevolution is evolution changing between species. Microevolution is because of environmental changes. It's what we see with viruses. We see what we call a mutation, but the reality is, just like there are different people and we have different characteristics, if you're in an environment where you have a characteristic that is amenable to the environment here but not there, you'll tend to be here and not there. People with a different set of characteristics will tend to do, that's how we would divide up. And I would suggest that was done really fast, right after the incident at the Tower of Babel, because that happened. But, you know, and which, again, people would naturally divide because of a common characteristic. If I don't understand you, I'm going to go be the people that understand. I mean, that would be a way to divide people. But my concern, and this is what I'm really striving to, this is a big deal, because I just spent a few days talking, you know, about, like, for example, the Luke 16, and I've done some other things. You know, if I make the argument about marriage begins with sex and ends with death, if you control the question, or control the dissemination of information, you're going to bring the mass of the populace in the direction you control. Therefore, people in the U.S. Won't know anything about what's happening in Yemen, or that there's a whole bunch of Shias in Afghanistan who were killed by the Sunnis. So Muslim against Muslim in. And it's kind of like, oh, we don't know about that, because we don't understand. We simply don't know. It's just all them, and we won't know about. Again, there's a huge number of people who say, you know, driving their trucks across Canada, but we won't know about that because everybody's in favor of the vaccine, according to the news media, and anyone. Oh, I heard Trudeau's comment about what he said was actually extremely well worded, in the sense of, you know, clear and well chosen words, but absolute deception. It was completely deceptive message, and he delivered it well. And a lot of people will buy it, except at least 50,000 truckers. And apparently, because I've seen some of the videos on the way there, is they're going to arrive next couple days, or Saturday, whatever. I don't know whatever it is. They're getting all sorts of people lining the roads, cheering them on. So when you say 90% of Canada is vaccinated, that may be an exaggeration. But so... Or, again, go into the idea of, well, we have to bow to the scientific community because everybody believes in the Big Bang. No, that's not true. It's simply not true. Because, again, the Big Bang is a theory. There's no evidence for it. Again, as I point out, the Big Bang is not science. Science is something that is observed or can be tested. Big Bang is not science. It was not observed, and it can't be tested. However, the creation is science. Genesis 1 is science because it was observed. God said it, or God did it. He saw it, and it was good. It was observed. The question now is the credibility of the observer. But it is science in the sense that it was observed. So there's no observer for a Big Bang, because it didn't happen, but there was an observer for the creation by the Creator. And he saw it, which is science. So now the question again is the person who saw it credible? I contend he is, but that's another issue. So it's controlling the message. Now, all that, just think about, how about my family? How about my family? My family probably gets a very limited message. I mean, there's the obvious one. Do they hear anything from me? Their dad? And, you know, well, there's that issue about God does set a hierarchy in the family. And that's been violated. So what they're being fed is not in obedience to Christ. And they're being hated. I would suggest when the news media does things in order to feed false information or to control the information, it is reporters out of self-interest because it lines their wallets, and those who control it because of its power. Its power. And in a smaller scale, that's exactly what's happening in my own family. So, how do you combat this? You know, well, you have to break through. And how do you break through? One is you strive with the postcards. And obviously, I have no idea about the effectiveness at this point, except for the one slanderous response. But they're going out. And, there's actually two responses. There's the card that I got back and the fact that Erica Lee showed a picture of her holding one of the cards in her hand on her website. And, of course, slandering me. But so they're getting there. What happens to the people who get them? What do they think? What do they do? How many take the card and when it comes in, goes straight in the trash? Because they have to hide it. They have to hide it from themselves. They have to hide it from other members of the family, especially my own family. You know, that's why I sent like 10 in a row now to my family. Because today, I think, today I went to Jim Cross. Is that right? I'm curious. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, indeed. Because I referred him to Luke 16, because obviously he should have had a DVD arrive or has arrived in his mailbox already on Luke 16. So that's one way to break through. There are other techniques to break through. But this is getting long, so my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. I love our kids too. My invitation to George stands. I've asked him to call me, to communicate with me, and even come visit. That offer stands. That request stands. I'd like to do the same with Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. This is actually something required by law. Man's law and God's law, and you're in violation of both. And I'm not going to turn to the state like you have in order to get access to my kids. You have to deny me access to my... Well, you have done it to deny me to show up. And by the way, that was for 1 year. Are you going to go back to the state and renew it? If not, maybe around the end of May, you might have a visitor. Those are my kids, too, in your home. And in the eyes of the Lord, the Lord says, as long as your husband's alive, you're bound to him, and I'm alive. My lady, the man who truly loves you, which is not your dad, it's me, I love you, and I want you back.